Sisters Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in.
I still do not have
that. Oh. It's the crack rock. It's the crack rock kicking in.
not literal.
Not okay. Literal. It's black rock. Sorry, coffee. But I'm doing no coffee
November.
I don't know if that's a thing, but I'm starting my own thing.
I'm proud of you. Did you get your two free drinks?
I got my one free drink.
Do you still have one left?
I have one left, so I'm going to probably do it Halloween night.
I was like, you still got a week. So we were off a week. Don't know if you guys noticed. But I was...
We're back.
Oh, it's out. All right.
She got flown out. Just kidding. I only went to Texas.
And it's actually locked down again because I guess nobody's like paying attention. So I was like, get me the fuck out of here.
You're like, I'm paying attention. I'm wearing my mask. I got my hand sanitizer. I got my
wipes.
Right. You're like, I'm prepared.
But coronavirus is still out there. It's no joke. And regular flu season is coming up, so.
And if you live in Arizona, you probably have noticed the bipolar weather.
Yeah.
So.
It's 86 today, 68 tomorrow. I don't know.
Get your emergency. That's all I'm going to say. Take your vitamins. Get your emergency. I just read up. I went to Trader's. Got.
Emergency.
A big pack.
I got some emergency. I've been taking vitamin C low-key since this whole thing started. I take vitamin C every day.
Every day.
So, yeah, stay sanitary out there because it is crazy.
And we have, what, like 10 days till election? Something like that?
Yeah. It is... Hope you guys got yesterday. So today's Saturday. You won't get this till Tuesday, the 27th. But the 23rd was the final day to register because they did extend our deadline here in Arizona. So hopefully more of you, if you missed your chance, you got the opportunity with that extension. But yeah, if you haven't already, mail those ballots in.
I feel like this is probably the first year. Wait, how many years have we been able to vote? It's been 3 years.
Wait, what?
How many years have we been able to vote?
Damn near 10 years, bitch. 9 years.
Damn. Okay, well, I feel like this year has been really, like, the election. Like, this is obviously a really important election, but they are aggressive with the text messages.
Advertisements, like,
I registered to vote. Trust me, I registered. I got my ballot. I have it filled out. And I'm personally going to drop it off at one of the...
And tracking that bitch.
Yeah, and I'm tracking it. And I'm tracking it. Want to make sure my vote counts. But we're back. And we did sage. We smudged before.
Mm-hmm.
Hand. Got our aura popping. We had some essential oils going, which actually I can turn that back on.
Oh, did it go off?
Yeah, because I think I only put it on for an hour.
A whole little timer looking thing. I need to get one for my house because I don't have one. Right, like an actual.
I know what to get you for Christmas.
Okay, so noted. Do not get myself a.
Do not get yourself one. You're like, oh, I already got one.
Like, it's on order. It's on the way.
I got two for Christmas. So.
Spread them out around.
Yeah.
So anyway, hope you guys are having a good weekend. We started smoking on some, what did you pack in the bowl?
Headspace. Had some headspace. I actually got half an ounce. They had like a little sale going on at Herbal Wellness. So I got half an ounce of that. Look, it gets me in the right space. Headspace, all right?
I'm finally to my points at Ponderosa. So I have a trip for my sister's birthday. We're going to go to a cabin. So I'm going to get that good.
Okay, well, keep a nug for me.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to go through half an hour.
Because I was going to say, so I'm going to go over to your...
Yeah.
Hey, before you leave, hey, I'm just here for the smoke session.
So, can you guys swing by on your way out?
Right.
No, but yeah, I'm just want to get it so we have some good... But we're not going to go through the whole... Because it's a half an ounce. I have enough points for half an ounce.
You never
might
know.
Might get wild. Just... Oh, pack the huge cone.
There you go.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
No, actually, I could. Honestly, I really could. So, anyway. That was nice. That headspace was good. We did start with the...
Oh, and then we did some Puffco hits of High School Sweetheart. I got that from Move. Wait, was it Move? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We went over this.
I don't know.
We went over this. Is it Move? I'm pretty sure it's Move. Got that from them. It's a cross of one of my favorites, Cherry Pie Kush. And I've never heard of this one, Grateful Breath.
I have.
Oh, okay. Never heard of that, but that's what it's across of. High School Sweetheart Shatter. So we had that, and then we had a little bit of your shatter. What was that?
I don't think we've put it in yet, but this is, Royal Cherry. It's an indica leaning, I believe. Or did you pack, is that what we hit? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. It's indica. It's a shatter. I got the shatter. Which, Mondays, Ponderosa, they do discounts on their value and their classic, and then they have a 20% off anything else of their Canimo. I don't know if it's all Canimal products, but I know for sure, like,
the shatter, the
like
slabs.
The slabs, the batters, and things like that. So that was actually a fire-ass deal. I never took that into account. Honestly, I didn't even know that I got the...
So is Monday your... Monday's your new day?
Yeah, Monday's my go-to now.
Because they still have their...
Saturdays 20, and Mondays.
$25 eighths, right?
Yeah.
Is it every day?
$24.
Oh, it's $24. And that's with tax included.
Yes.
You get it right. Look, I haven't been there... in probably a month, so I need to get it together.
I need to get it together and stop relying on the value and just get out of, get my pockets though, y'all. Get some higher tiers, but you know what? I'm convinced that the higher tiers, the higher tiers get to the value at some point.
So. You know what? Just get your free half ounce. Start
just
there.
Just start with that. But I also did roll some joints. I got Lemon Brulee, which we've talked about before. I really just like that strain. Mm-hmm. I just enjoy it. The taste is really good. It's a sativa leaning, 60-40 sativa leaning. And it's more of that head high. But like I said, really enjoy that taste. And then, what's the other one? Death Star, I think it is. I think it might have been crossed with something else. But Death Star is, it says it's an indica.
I think I've had this strain before.
Potent cross of Sensei Star and Sour Diesel, so that's going to be yum. We should probably start with that.
Yeah, whatever.
It does have some euphoric and uplifting.
Did you see that they're coming out with, speaking of that,
what, tell me.
Euphoria?
Oh, season two, yeah! Or two episodes or something like that?
Something, let me double check. I don't want to give.
I know that they're working on the second season, but we're getting...
And she won? Did you see she won the award?
Yes.
I don't know what award it was, but because I don't keep up with that. I see what, you know, she posts or whatever.
Yeah.
But yes. Returns a 2 special episodes. The first premieres December 6th. All right. So put it in your calendar right now. Don't talk to me on December 6th, which is a Sunday. Oh, I have a math test that day. You know what? Gonna have to wait. But I'm definitely gonna watch that.
Yes, that's exciting. I really enjoyed the first.
It's good.
It was good. Very good.
A little weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really good.
Very real though.
Yeah, very real. That's what I think, that's why it was just so relatable.
Real and relatable.
People.
And shit. We've seen
everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm. People are going through. Yeah. So how at that. Zendaya. Ooh, that's my girl. Shout out to you.
Couldn't see me, but I was giving you a shout out.
Canna reviews this week. The giveaway we talked about that we won, just one of us Stony Sisters tried the Keep Cola. I went to go pick it up and I got impatient, so I drank it on my way.
Which I was going to tell you, no, go... I was going to tell you to drink it anyway. So when you told me, I was like, okay, good. I hope she didn't keep it. Like, oh, well, I'll just wait till you come over. So I was going to be like, drink that.
It was actually really good. I can't remember the flavor that I got, though. Should have noted that, honestly, but I didn't.
Next episode.
Yeah. It was good. It was 100 milligram, but I had it in thirds. So I took roughly, 30 milligrams?
Yeah.
That I had. So I did feel it, and it was really nice. But now that I think back on it, I got a little wild, because we on our way back, we ordered takeout sushi from Kabuki at Westgate, since we were passing through there. So it wasn't ready yet. There's hella people. So we went down to Salt and got a drink. Luckily, they didn't make us, which luckily, but still not right, because the bars are open, like. They're open. So we got in, had a drink real quick. By the time that was done, our food was ready, got our food, and we left. But yeah, that's wild that I did that on edible.
You're like, I was feeling it.
But yeah, I was feeling it. I was a little spacey, so. It was nice, though. It was nice. I didn't feel, like, super slumpy. I don't know. I feel like the drinks, it's just a different effect.
Was it a good taste, or could you taste the...
Like, you can taste that it wasn't, like, your typical soda. But it wasn't, like, no. It wasn't very, like, leafy, greeny, no. It was good. It was good. Yeah, I'd definitely have it again, but...
Well, shout out to Keith Cola.
Yeah, shout out to them. Shout out to this.
You know what? Maybe I'll get one for my grandpa. Because he...
Does he like soda?
He does like soda. And they don't keep a lot of soda in the house. So, last time I was over, he was asking for soda.
Be a little treat.
There you go.
Yeah. Definitely try those. So, I recommend them. They're cool. I maybe wouldn't do them all the time. I'm still on my OGs. I swear by my OGs. The other night, couldn't sleep.
It's like OGs.
Had hella anxiety, bro. Like, hella anxiety. And it was, like, too late to take it when I wanted to take it. Like, by the time I realized the time.
Right.
But then I was like, I can't fucking sleep. I took it. I took half of it. And that's all that I need for me is half 5 milligrams and sleep up. Sleep like a baby.
Woke up fine, huh?
Yeah. So, like I said, would recommend, but I'm more of a legit edible.
But if someone enjoys soda, that's for you. I'm going to try it. I'm going to get my grandpa one.
Mm-hmm.
And see how he likes it. And it's not cannabis related, but it is when you got the munchies related. I'm late to the party. I've been seeing it all over social media, though. I've been seeing people post about this taco place out in the West Valley. I want to say it's in, like, the West Phoenix. There's actually 3 other locations. And I'm sorry if I'm saying this wrong, but Tacos Calafia?
Calafia?
Calafia. So, it is the fourth location is in downtown Phoenix on, I don't know, I can't say it's on, it's right by Chiba Hut. If you know where Chiba Hut is down there.
Downtown, yeah.
It's right down there. We went on the grand opening weekend, which was last weekend. 99 cent tacos. So bomb. First of all, for 99 cents, I thought, you know, they're probably going to like skimpy on the meat. No. Bomb.
They're like, well, you're coming back.
It was bomb. Yeah, it was like I wanted to go back in line and get more to go.
They have the one out in I think it's over there off of 99th by the Phoenix dispensary.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the Phoenix dispensary. And I've seen it and I always like, oh, I need to go there because I forget that it's there.
And I've just seen so many people post about it too, but it's out of the way for me to go. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm out there, but when I saw one of our friends, he had sent it over to us, and he's like, y'all ain't down. I was like, who's not down? Tacos? Weed? Don't tempt me with a good time.
Right.
What time are we going? Jake's like, all right, let's go.
I work till 5. When are we going?
Right.
Ooh, I'm going to have to try them.
So,
was it all meat, though, or do you have maybe some shrimp?
I think they had other stuff, but I just went straight for the carne asada. Not even going to lie, because I haven't had it in a really long time. And I was like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it here.
Yeah.
Fat tacos. They had like a, a salsa bar?
Mm-hmm.
Bomb. All of them bomb.
All the bomb salsas?
Bomb.
Ooh.
So, yeah. Double check. I think maybe on their website they might.
But definitely recommended.
Definitely recommended. So, now I see what the hype is about. Now I see why people have been like, some of the people I follow, literally, they be going.
Religiously.
Every week, religiously. So, give it a try. It's bomb. But, yeah, look them up. They have 3 other locations. That's their 4th.
Did they start in California, I wonder?
I wonder. I don't know.
Hmm.
It looked like family-owned. They were all in there. They had a mariachi. When I sent that. Remember? And I was like, I'm in Texas with you.
Oh, I was wondering where I was from. I'm like, where is she? She's with a mariachi. Like,
you're all, where are you? What are you doing?
And I should have asked, too.
No, you were drunk.
Yeah, I was drunk. Which, by the way, didn't have any Modelos this weekend. I had Michelob Ultras.
Hell yeah. Proud of you.
And
you
felt good.
Because you said, too, you're like, I don't want to do the Modelos. It's just too hard on me.
It's because they're so good so good to me. Good tasting.
Right. You just want to keep drinking them.
And I do keep drinking them, but they fuck me up, too much. So, the Michelobs, I'm able to hang. And I paced myself, too, because I was like.
You're like, I don't want to get a little wild.
You know how you get, Jasmine. You know how you get.
Me too, crossfaded.
Exactly. But anyway, moving on. This episode is actually, what should I say? This episode goes out to, mm-hmm. or this episode is kind of sponsored by Select Better and No Elias. They actually sent us, if you follow us on our social medias, they sent us a cute little care package, had some merch, some pins. We got crew neck sweaters, beanies. I got little slides, which have been coming through clutch.
Got them at the front door, huh? My Amazon package is here.
I knew it. Those are like my slides, my first official slides right now.
They were cute. They're super cute.
So we're definitely going to be purchasing. They are now available in Arizona, which we're kind of getting some clarification because we have in the past purchased Select.
Yeah, we've had their cartridges before. Mm-hmm. And I know I've seen them around in different stores, like their CBD products, I should say. I've seen a lot of their CBD products in some gas stations or
I've seen them in Bashes. Stores.
Yeah, different, Bashes.
So, they are officially, though, in Arizona. You can find them. Select Elite Live Cartridges.
Yes, Select Elite Live Cartridge. Hopefully we'll be trying those soon.
Yes, I need to look into that. I'm Pura, like, that's all I smoke.
Can you guys sponsor her, please?
Literally. So she can shut up.
Because sometimes you'll be like, yeah, I bought four. And you're like, I didn't need to, but I just like to have them on. But it's smart, though, to have them already ready. You're like, okay, well, I got two left.
But it's dumb, though, because I still go every weekend to get them. So I did actually get four today.
So. Look, I knew it.
And then before I left to Texas, remember, I was like, let me just get four.
Let me just get four just in case. So when I come back, I have them.
Yeah, but I do want to try the Select Elite cartridges. So live resin, I'm guessing? Live? Is that why they're called live?
I think so, yeah. And I did see some of the people, obviously we're in Arizona, but some of the other people who did receive the little care package from Select, they're in California. So I did see that they got that in their care package, but it was like a, I want to say it's the live resin. So hopefully we will be getting ours.
Yeah.
In the dispensary soon.
Definitely. And I know they've been having a few events. I know for the DAs, they've been hosting some things. So that's cool. Shout out to them. Thank you so much.
And the weather is getting perfect. We can wear our beanies. We got little, what was it, Women in Weed?
Mm-hmm.
Beanies and cute my little pouches.
My crew neck is so cute. And it's comfortable. And they just knew. They sent me a black one.
Yeah.
They just knew.
Because I was going to say, if it wasn't black, like at least, like a tan. Like the one that I got, that tan color.
That
like,
off-white?
Okay. Yes, the off-white color.
I'm like, that, yours is super cute too. I love your vibe that you got. So,
thank you guys.
Yes, thank you.
And jumping into a little Canada news, like we said earlier, voting.
Yep.
Vote. It's coming up. The election is coming up. Prop 207 is really big right now. There has been so much. I don't know if any of you guys follow any like forums on Facebook.
Oh my God, we didn't even. Are we gonna smoke?
Yeah.
So you have Prop 207.
Prop 207, yeah.
Do you want to start with?
This one's more of a, Headspace is more of like a upper. So if we want to start, should we start with a little
the downer? The
downer,
yeah.
And then
pick it on up. Dude.
If you heard that, that was my lighter flame.
Almost my damn eyebrows coming off. That's what that was.
One time I burnt my hair. I was taking a bong rip and I had my hair down. And I lit my hair and I smelt it. And I was like, oh my God.
Okay, we don't have a stony story today.
Well, there's one.
But here's one. When I used to get lash extensions, bro, I was trying to be cute and take a video. So I had the joint in my mouth and I lit a little mini chode because it was just myself. Bitch. I had the joint in my mouth, taking a video, lit the joint, and that got my lashes. I got my fucking lashes and they seared together and it was horrible. They looked like spider little, you know when those girls like they put hella mascara and they look like clumped spider. Worst. Oh my God. And she couldn't get in for like I think a week. So I had to go to work with fucking, oh my God.
I remember this. It was like, wasn't it towards the end? And it looked all short. Like it was like super long. And then it was just like, near.
And luckily, my real lashes weren't too affected. But obviously, I had to go get those bitches off and put them on.
Yeah.
So I did probably suffer a little damage. But, stony story of the day, bro.
That's scarier than my hair. Because obviously, my hair wasn't right by my face. Like, that was your eye.
But imagine your hair would
Okay, when you put it like...
like a forest fire. That could have been really bad, bro.
Okay, when you put it like that, yes. But I was tripping because I saw, like, my hair, like, fall on the ground. I was like, oh, my God. And then I could smell that burnt smell. And I'm just like, oh, disgusting.
You could reach it?
Yeah.
Jeez. Anyway.
Anywho, Prop 207. It's been a really big debate, to say the least. Yeah. Right? There's just been a lot. Well, this past week... we found out that Gilbert, the town of Gilbert Council, has actually passed a law to ban anything relating to recreational cannabis. So even if 207 is passed, it's going to prohibit recreational cannabis dispensaries and cannabis testing facilities from operating in the town.
Damn.
But this does exclude, I guess they have one medical marijuana dispensary out there.
Okay.
So it will exclude that, but...
that's crazy.
Gilbert's already like,
nope, not up in here. I did want to say that I know a lot of people are like, yes, vote yes. And I know that like a lot of, groups like Normal and our recently deceased Mike Weisler. He, you know, has worked really hard for the cannabis community. But again, on this end, the Stony Sisters, don't say no to recreational cannabis. We say no to this Prop 207. It needs to be reevaluated, relooked at, and revised until we can, so that we can get recreational cannabis in Arizona the right way, really, because
there's a lot of loopholes.
I feel like there's a lot more cons than there are pros.
Yeah.
Right now. Given already with the testing coming up, which I know you have something to say about that, mm-hmm. but the testing that's going to come up in November 1st, like that's already going to, sorry, I'm
no, just you're fine. Holding this. We're already seeing the effects from the testing pretty much.
Yeah. And a lot of dispensaries, well, basically we're going to see like inavailability of cannabis because these testing centers can't even fully operate because of COVID right now. So, and I know we've mentioned that in the past, but just a reminder, like, there's just a lot of things to take into account. Again, we're not saying no recreational cannabis in Arizona ever. No, it's just...
and we're not saying no to the expungement. Like, we obviously want people to be free from... like, there's no reason why anyone should be locked up for this. And we're not saying no to that either, but at the same time, we have to look at statistics and...
how much that these expungements aren't going to happen right away.
They're not going to happen right away.
That they happen to a limit of, you know, of that 1 ounce mm-hmm. and under. I know that I've seen, like, reviews, like, how when it went into rec in California, for instance, like, the numbers of arrests went up in black people.
Yeah.
Like, people were expunged, but, like, the arrests were still going up, and it's rec, and it's... you know, there's still a lot of...
like you said, there's still a lot of cons to it. And I've also heard to Colorado that there's only been, since they've been wrecked, like maybe. And again, I don't have the information, so I can't say that this is completely correct. But I want to say from what I read, it was like only 70 people have been expunged out there.
Wow.
Like they're... and then we have to think like, okay, how... the people who are... you know, dealing with something, how much money is it going to take for them to even go and start the process?
Right.
Do they have to get a lawyer?
Exactly. So there's just a lot to it. So again, hope you're doing your research before you are voting yes or no on this prop. I know the one thing that I really did like that if it does, you know, pass, that they are going to do, I know California is doing this. I want to say Vegas is doing, Nevada is doing this as well. The child-proof, like, packaging and things like that. I love that. But again, the funding not going through K-12, that bothers me. The whole task force bothers me. So, yeah, that's interesting about Gilbert, though.
Yeah, they're pretty much preparing. So I don't know. I feel like if they can do that, then are other cities going to start doing that?
Right.
You know?
Are others going to...
Right, join?
I actually, a message we got on our Stony page from a dispensary agent here in Arizona said that when she was out in California, their taxes went up to 25% and spent about $400 plus on an ounce, and $100 was in taxes.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's wreck out in California. So, again, things to think about. Just, it's not all cakes and rainbows.
Yeah, and I also want to know, like, is it, because it doesn't talk about it, what is it going to change if we stay medical?
Right.
If we're paying for this card,
can we continue to pay for this medical card, continue to be in the medical program and get...
Are we going to have different dispensaries? Are we going to have different wait times? Because how's the wait? Like, we already saw the crazy waits with COVID.
Right. Now we got COVID, we got wreck, and then...
The medical patients who just need it.
So, research on all of it, because I know it's a lot, especially if you're realizing how this election really affects you. I know as kids we were like, the president don't do this, or maybe the president, you know?
Right.
But now I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, now I'm over here watching debates, I'm educating. This is the first year, I've voted before. Obviously, we've voted before, but this is one of the first years that I was just like actually really reading into things, reading my ballot, reading what I'm voting for in my local community.
Right, your city.
Yeah, so I just feel like there is a lot going into this. I know, especially at work right now, we're getting prepared because we don't know which way insurance is going to go.
Healthcare is going to go. Damn, that's crazy.
So it's kind of leaning towards Biden. They're thinking Biden is going to win in this. So we've already have like a whole new team system and everything ready for that. But yeah, it's just crazy. So educate yourself. It's never too late. Go out there and vote.
Yep.
It's coming up quicker than we know it.
Definitely. I'm definitely getting the peppery and herbally.
I was going to say, there's something. Which one was this? Death Star?
Mm-hmm.
Which, speaking of cannabis, I saw on one of the forums, which I think, I don't even know if I finished what I was meaning to say earlier, but if you
sorry.
If you follow or on Facebook.
Ah, sorry.
No, it's all good. It's
the
lighter.
Is that the new thing that I do in each episode is drop the lighter?
In the forums on Facebook, there's like cannabis different forums in Arizona, and I have been seeing that the reason why we've been getting a lot of sales lately is because companies and like their brands, they have to get rid of all of their old inventory pretty much before that November 1st when the testing has to go into effect. So I don't know if anyone listening can tell us.
Verify that?
Verify that. Can check that. Can you fact check that?
That's in 8 days. And there has been hella deals.
Hella deals. Marty Lou told me that Curaleaf was doing like 40% off of their tree.
I've never seen like a BOGO deal on Arise. Maybe I'm not going to the right
dispensaries
that really carry it. Because I obviously, as you guys know, I stick to my few. My little triangle of... But Grasp sent out a text that there was a BOGO on there. I used to call it Aries, but I've been hearing people call it Arise.
Again, can you just let us know the name? Somebody.
Clearly, I'm not as good as I thought in literature or grammar. Cause
Move, Muv, Z Kittles, what?
Stranena.
Stranena. Weird names, right? Clearly, yeah, clearly.
Aries Arise. Which is it?
I mean, I was on Hooked on Phonics, but.
I just remember that, like, in I guess kindergarten, right? Kindergarten, first grade. Mm-hmm. When you're learning the A, E, I, O, U's, A, O, whatever. Yeah. That shit used to confuse me. But I don't feel like I had, like, problems with grammar like that. But now...
No, now that I'm older, I'm like, hey, what is this word?
Or I'm looking up, how do you pronounce?
Yeah, how do you pronounce? Thank God for Google
Translate. And then, yeah, and then that little voice, arise.
Yeah, if anyway, you know, just let us know, pretty much. Just
Harry's arise. They had BOGO. Grass. Boom.
So, see, yeah, a lot of places are doing, I feel like, are doing BOGOs, and they're doing sales. But, again, someone can fact check that, let us know. And then another thing, going kind of into the month of October.
We didn't get to really touch base earlier in the month. And
we planned on it. Every episode we planned on it. And then we just never, again, this is why we take notes. This is why we have our notes that we need
to keep. Our agenda.
Our agenda, right. But Bake Bros, I got an email from, or not an email, I got a text from them. But Bake Bros has decided, with October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, they're actually going to be donating 5% of sales from October 21st through the 31st. So by the time you get this, will be, what, the 26th, I think?
27th, I think.
The 27th. So you'll still have a couple of days. But they're doing it at the Mint, which I don't go to often because it's not close by.
Same.
Which I
think I want to go. Month,
but have you gone?
No.
They haven't really...
I think we said in one episode we were going to go.
But I did have a good first-time patient. They had a good first-time patient special, but that was awesome.
I hit that too late.
Yeah, that was a good... They had a good one. But I don't know if they do anymore, so double check with their first time.
They probably patient. Do. I got that text, too. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I really liked that. I feel like they've been doing a lot for the community. Like, they've been doing... Throughout this whole entire year, actually, they've been doing some type of... partnering, give back, yeah. So I thought that was really cool because, of course, yes, we all know that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's very big.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely wanted to shed some light on that and just kind of give out some tips. And, you know, we always give you guys, like, resources,
right,
too.
Yeah, actually, I was looking, and just in 2020, an estimated of 276,480 new cases of invasive breast cancer will be diagnosed in women in the U.S. Wow. So, that's crazy.
No,
yeah,
that's
I know I get freaked out, and I'm big on, like, checking.
Yeah, same.
So,
I'd be in the shower. I don't even care. Or just, like, on the couch. I don't even... I literally don't even care. I'm just like, nope, I'm going to check.
Yeah, and especially for us, because 1 in 8 women in the United States develop breast cancer in their lifetime. And I know that it's really rare, but men can also get breast cancer. I know when I told Dylan, he was just like, wait, what? I was like, no, yes, you need to check too. Like, if you ever have any abnormal, like, lumps, bumps, or anything.
Right. I had no idea. So when I read that, I was just like, men.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, what? But then it does. It makes sense. And then, you know, yeah, that can happen. So, girls, check your mans.
Yeah.
And let them know. And like we said, monthly self-examinations. I don't even care. I mean, watching a show and I'm just like.
Yeah, checking.
Touching and checking because. Anytime.
So
if always
the basic one that you want to do is, like, start with your lifting your left arm, and then you kind of start, I think, at the nipple, right?
Yeah.
And then you go all the way around to your armpit. Like, even check under your armpit.
Check under the armpit.
And then just, like, yeah, feel them up and down, like you said.
Yeah, they say underneath the, like, lift your boob, check the underneath
area. I think I was reading something, like, try and check, like, a couple days after your period.
Okay. Because your boobs are maybe more tender or something? I don't know.
But definitely do a monthly, like you said.
Yeah.
A monthly little self-exam.
Monthly. I know a lot of women, 40 and older, they have always said, go get, you know, your mammogram. So they do that every 1 to 2 years. We're not in that category yet, so haven't had to.
Yeah.
But I do know some cases where it could run in someone's family, so you could be younger and have to go if you have family history of it, you might, at a younger age, have to get...
Be more conscientious of it. So, I mean, most commonly, they'll look for those, like, lumps and bumps, if anything abnormal. As I'm sitting here touching... Right,
good thing we don't have a camera. Cupping my meat.
Yeah. And also, month of October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which...
Yeah, very big.
I wanted to say, you know, now and especially since we've been more in home, I know that we're probably, or people out there are probably suffering it a little bit more, so we did want to shed light because it's more I can only imagine. Yeah. I can only imagine.
And it's a lot more common than I think we... think, because from what I was reading, it was like 1 in 4 women.
Wow.
1 in 4 women and 1 in 10 men in the United States.
Which is crazy because I've heard multiple stories of multiple men who have gone and been in abusive relationships.
Or sometimes not even realize it. And then like they'll tell you, you're talking with someone and they're telling you what they've gone through and you're just sitting here like, that's not normal. Like, yeah. Are you okay? Like, that's my first initial thing. Like, you're okay? Like, are you good? Because that's not normal.
But I think that, I think it's so under, how do you say it? Like, is it kind of like, would it be a stigma against, like, men? Like, this, men go through this too? Like, same with, like, the breast cancer thing. Like, men have it too. Men do go through.
Yeah, they go through it.
Through domestic violence as well. And abuse. So...
That's crazy. Those numbers, though. 1 in 4, that's a lot. And then 24 people in the United States are victims of intimate partner violence every minute.
Whoa.
So that right there, that was really eye-opening because, again, I'm not aware of, you know, I don't see that. So it's just crazy to me, and I literally, my heart goes out to anyone who's been a victim to something like that.
Right. Sorry, you probably hear me clicking over here. And I wanted to mention that I found this on the website that abuse comes in multiple forms, such as physical, sexual, economical, and emotional. And there are plenty of, like, resources and hotlines and things like that that we'll definitely be putting down in the description there.
Yeah. That was something, too, that I had to, like, read on. Just determine, because I feel like people think, okay, domestic violence is just, you know, physical.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be very mindful because there's a lot that's not physical. It could be, like, yelling, constant yelling, or, like, constant humiliation.
Talking down.
Yeah, right, talking down, stalking. I read one thing, you know, your partner keeping tabs on your phone and, like, following you and things like that. Like, that's not normal. Of, like, just, you're not allowed to do anything else. Like, we're here, you know? Like, mm-hmm. being very controlling. And I feel like a lot of people are just like, oh, that's just how things are. And it's like, no. Now, after I've read articles and stuff like that, you know, realizing, like, wow, that is a form, I guess, of...
And, I mean, you're what you're going to school for, too. I'm sure that's opened your eyes up a lot, too.
Yeah, I
think that... Even things that I do, I don't say that, I wouldn't say that I do all of this at all, first of all.
Yeah.
And if I do carry some of these traits, it's not, like, heavy, but I do realize that I do some, or, when, you know, just when I get madder and I do raise my voice and yell, I know that that's, like, A, I catch myself because I don't want to react like that, B, hurts my stomach, and C, I realize that it's, like, just, it's not a form of communication. Like, you don't get anywhere like that.
Right.
But if it's something that a person who doesn't realize that, and that's just how they react, like, that's not normal, you know?
Yeah, that's not good. So those are just, like, a few things to name.
To keep in mind.
Yeah, to keep in mind. I know the website that you had had a lot of information on it, so, like you said, we'll be posting that.
Right.
Per usual. Because we just want to, shed light on that because it's very common. And I think it's kind of crazy because going through therapy, you know, we say that, like, we come and we go in and you start digging and digging and digging. So that was something that came up was I was around domestic violence, and I didn't realize it, and I just thought as a kid, like, I'm making this up.
And that's another thing, too, is that you see things, so you kind of react that way. I'm not saying you, but right. people can react that way because of what you've seen, what you're used to, or what you think is normal.
Right. Yep. So it was just weird because I would ask my therapist, too. I'm like, is this something that I was a kid? Did I just, like, make this up? And I always just, like, kept digging it down. And she's just like, no, this is a part of, like, your story, who you yeah. are. And I'm like, this is so crazy. Therapy is just weird. It's very weird but very eye-opening. And I say weird because to me it's weird. Because I'm just like, how do you know all of this, you know? And how do you know how to deal with what I'm going through? Because every single time I tell her something, she has, like, okay, well, this is why. And it makes perfect sense.
And I feel like maybe it's because she doesn't personally, like, know you. She's just, like, assessing your situation. Not the people, not right. who they are. Because
she doesn't know them.
Right. She's just literally knows what I assessing what's going on there.
Yeah. Like. So I think that's a big thing, too. And that's a big reason why I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go into that. And I want to definitely help people. And I want to give people affordable therapy. That's yeah. a big thing that I was thinking about. I'm just like, especially people of color.
Mm-hmm.
It's been something that we've said in the past. It's very, there's a stigma around it.
Yeah.
And it's really expensive.
And it's expensive. Yeah, I agree.
So.
I actually have people who are, a couple people, I guess, mm-hmm. that are close to me who have dealt with domestic violence, and I'm going to actually be meeting with them either today. Yeah, probably today. So next episode, I'll share kind of advice or a few words that they had based off of their experience, because you're not alone. You're not alone out there, and not only are you not alone, but we care. We're here in any way we can help, because I know it's hard. I can only imagine that it's hard. And just off of the things that I was reading, like, people say it's easier said than done.
Right.
All right. We should have saved that Death Star for the cosmos, but what is that?
This is Headspace.
Oh, it's okay. A little spacey.
I'm gonna smoke on this.
So, new moon that just passed. That was the day that I flew, which... low-key, not that I was scared to fly during Mercury retrograde, but I was just kind of like, what's going to happen, you know?
Right.
Which, my swagdo ended up missing and having to go on a later flight. So that was, number one, that Mercury is here, and
she,
whatever. I don't know. Is Mercury feminine?
Mercury's, I think, feminine. Getting in our asses, to say the least. Like, literally, so much electronic issues are happening. I have just been, both of us.
And I know in the last episode, I was like, I haven't been feeling anything. And you were like, knock on wood. Literally that following. Work was just. Pissing me off. There was one, like, system that, like, I needed to update, and it was down. And I'm like, I need to finish this before I'm on vacation. So there I am, like. On the way to the airport, just trying to finish it, just because I knew. I'm like, fucking system issues.
So, yeah, needless to say, she has been... she's here. You probably have definitely been experiencing some electronic issues everywhere I've gone, dealing with it, QT, school, work, everywhere.
System issues and impulsiveness, like, you've had to have been feeling one or the other.
Right.
But anyway, that new moon that just passed, definitely brought some good energy for me. A lot of strange dreams that I picked apart and still cannot figure out. But whatever, it'll come, I'm sure. And I was very tired. I was.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like, I just felt like I needed to sleep in longer.
Like fatigued.
But once, tired, yeah, but once I was up, like, I was good. Like, it wasn't, but I just felt like I needed, like, not to wake up at 7. Wake up at 8.
Right, get an extra hour in.
Mm-hmm.
And we're recording on the 24th. So 2 days ago or one day ago, just depending on, like, what your time zone, the sun did enter Scorpio, starting Scorpio season. So all of our Scorpios we know out there.
Shout out to you. Happy birthday.
It is your time to shine.
I read something about Scorpio ruling the kidneys. And literally that night, Thursday night, I had to pee over and over and over and over and over. Well, like, I felt like I just had the urge to pee. And I would go, but it wasn't, like, a full pee. But I'm just like, seriously? And then I read that, and I was like, that's weird. Entered into that Scorpio energy, and I was just like,
had another after the bathroom. I feel like I've always had, that's one thing where I just feel like my kidneys, I've always just had bad kidneys.
Really?
Like, I just, when I have to go to the bathroom, I have to go to the bathroom. Like, I can't hold. I can't hold it. So, to all my moms out there, again, you guys know I'm not a mom yet, but
if and when moms, I do,
yeah, I don't know how.
Because I do too. Like, I can hold it, but
to a certain extent, I can hold it.
But I have to go a lot.
Yeah, same. But we also drink a lot of water. We always drink a lot of water, so yes. But yeah, you might also be feeling super sleepy because Scorpio season will be bringing us into an energy reboot. So that's something to keep in mind.
How? I just got out of the sleepy feeling. Right. And Scorpio is ruled by planet Pluto. And Pluto is known as the planet of transformation. So with those two energies aligned and together, definitely going to feel like we're in some phases of transformation. We definitely want to do some soul searching during this time. Overcome any fears or blocks that are, like, limiting us, that aren't letting us move forward, they're holding us back. So.
Yeah, I know I will definitely, because I'm a Scorpio moon.
Okay.
So during this time, I'm definitely going to be reading more into Scorpio to see
how this is affecting you.
See how it affects me. So maybe some questions that we could work on, like, what are we afraid of? What are we insecure about? Or, like, trying to hide or ignore?
Because those are going to be things that are holding us back.
Right.
That aren't, yeah. I wanted to mention that because each and every one of us are different signs or, you know, whatever. All of this energy does affect us differently.
Right.
So, exactly like you said, since you have Scorpio moon, like, it's going to affect you stronger in different areas and in different situations and circumstances. But all in all, stay true to yourself because Scorpio energy is not for the superficial. They're real.
They're spicy. Yeah, definitely some things to keep in mind. But like I said, I haven't really been remembering my dreams again. I'm back at that where I don't really remember. Or yeah. I don't feel like I'm dreaming. So I think I'm going to have to put the crystal under my pillow again. Do my oils before. Because I have like an stretch. Oil that I got from Tanja. Yeah, do my nightly stretches again. Because I did start getting back into the gym. That was one thing. I go super early though. Wear my mask.
You said there was like everything. Two people in
literally,
there.
Literally, and it's old people. So I'm just like, okay, they're over here.
Keeping their immune system up. Oh, yeah. Pobrecitos.
But I'm just like, all right, I have to get back in. You know, I have to try and, but stretching again, yeah.
Yeah.
And then also coming up,
Moons.
Right. We mentioned, what, 2 episodes ago? 3 episodes ago, maybe?
Yeah.
That there are 2 full moons in October. So the second one's coming up, and guess what?
So we had
what?
A full moon, we just passed the new moon, and now we're back coming up
to another full moon, which is going to be the blue moon, and
on spooky night.
Yep, spooky night is here. Halloween night. So the 31st, we will have a full moon.
In the sign of Taurus.
Yeah, so if you have, maybe if you have, if you know your, like your sun, or if you have your birth chart done, which I know we've said we're going to do an episode about that, but if you've had it done before, if you have any, if any signs
fall in
Taurus, like maybe look into that because it might affect you a little bit differently than, like you said, than it's affecting someone else. So that's a good way to to kind of see, like, maybe I got some things going. What's going on?
Right.
And then the blue moon.
Because that's what it's called.
Right. The blue moon occurs when there are two full moons. So that's something new that I learned. I didn't know why it was called blue moon. I know every full moon kind of has its own, like, name, aside from it just being a full moon. But it does have, you know, different names. So, yeah, blue moon occurs when there are two full moons in the same month. And I think you said that the first one was, the first full moon was in October, and it was in the sign of Aries.
It was, yeah.
And they're spicy too, so we're just feeling a lot of energy.
A lot of energy. It's still going, and with the way, like, it's going on in, like, reality too. Like, there's just transformations are coming. Election, like,
which crazy transformation. My Thea, she actually is getting certified to do Reiki.
Really?
So she went to her first class. And she told me that she has just been feeling,
this is
her words. Let me read the text. Let me tell you.
I'm so excited.
So she went. So what happened was she went, she did a class, fell in love with it, felt great, really connected with the teacher, and she ended up going. So this is what she said. She said, I did Reiki level 1 class today. I'll be detoxing for 21 days. She said, my energy is all over the place. I feel like Bella in Twilight when she turned into a vampire and all her senses were heightened and everything. It's amazing the negative energy I let go. So she did her first one, and then I asked when she's going to do her next one, her next class. So I'll keep you up to date. But yeah, that's crazy because, yes, there are a lot of transformations. A lot of things are happening.
So yeah, work on that soul searching and be true for real because... I mean, to move forward, to really, like, not be in repetitive, like, habits and things like that. You right. know, you gotta transform and
start a into, life. Yeah. Start a life change.
Right.
So, other than that, any last announcements that you had to share? Because I wanted to go over just, like, a random side note. We've already been talking enough, which we need to spark. We
still have another joint to spark. Well, really quick, for me, I just follow our Canna Heal.
Yes.
Canna Heal AZ on Instagram.
We're finalizing our website. I know we said this, but we are finalizing the website. We just had to make sure everything was ready. We have full-time
Virgo,
jobs.
Not even just that. Virgo perfectionist just in you already. And me, I am just that way.
Yes.
You know me. You send me something, I'm like, yeah, but can we do this, that, and the other? Let's try it like this, that, and this. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. So we're getting there, but in the meantime, follow Canna Heal.
Because we have a vision. That's the thing, too. Like, we have a vision, and we want to perfect it for you guys. We don't want to drop mediocre
content
and stuff, you know, so we're, like, torn because we know we need to be out there, but at the same time, we're like, no, we don't have everything in order yet.
Right.
So.
And same with, like, events and stuff, too. Like, I know that we have to get used to this new norm, but at the same time, I know that, like, the cases are still up and things like that, and I'm still very paranoid, and mm-hmm. I know, call me lame if you want, but.
Nope.
Better safe than sorry. So we do talk about getting out to events and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I know that we'd probably, like you said, be out there more
if this wasn't all
right.
Going so, down.
In the meantime, thank you for your support. Follow, check us out. DM to order. In the meantime, website will be up. Go ahead. Your random side note. This joint is probably out again.
Yes, it probably is. The lighter's right there. That's fine because we're gonna spark that one. But random side note, if you are an HBO Max, if you have HBO Max, I wanted to just touch on Lovecraft Country. I've been seeing a lot of people that we, like, a lot of podcasts that we follow,
mm-hmm.
they have been watching it, people have been talking about it, and I've been seeing it a lot on HBO. So I highly suggest, if you... Especially if you like sci-fi, maybe a little horror drama, but it's like suspenseful type show.
It's for you.
And at first I didn't think I was going to like it because it was a little too sci-fi, like from the commercial. But no, good storyline. Super good storyline. It's really weird and really twisted, but it actually has a lot of deep messages in it. It was based in 1950s during the Jim Crow era. So,
something to get into.
Something to get into.
I do have HBO Max, so I'm going to definitely check that out. Because
10 episodes, like I said, it's weird. You're going to be like,
prepared.
Just be prepared. There's some gory, weird shit that happens in it, but it's so good. Like I said, the hidden messages, I think that's what hit. There were times where I'm literally standing up, dude. Like, I'm standing up in front of the TV as if it was, like, a basketball game. I'm standing up in front of the TV just like, oh, my gosh. Like,
right.
Anxiety high. But it's so good. So, yeah, give it a watch if you like that. And other than that, nothing else. So, thanks for listening. Until next time.
Yes.
And just remember to stay stony.
Peace.